Welcome to The Hive. I'm Beth, the honeybee health coach, bringing you information and education on chronic diseases in a way everyone can understand. Let's get to it. As always, while I am a nurse, I am not your nurse or part of your personal medical team. This program is for informational purposes only and shall not be construed as medical advice. The information is not intended or implied to replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or a diagnosis. Always consult with your own care team. Hello, and welcome back to the Honeybee Health Coach. I am Beth. I am your nurse health coach, and I'm looking forward to talking with you today about diabetic foot care. This is something that is super important for everyone to pay attention to, and especially diabetics. Our feet take a lot of damage and dings and all sorts of trauma, and we need to make sure to take care of them. Sometimes those nicks and cuts can go unnoticed, and they can cause a lot of issues down the road. So by doing some preventative foot care, it can help everyone for the long haul. Certainly diabetics are not the only ones prone to foot infections, ingrown toenails, anything like that. So keeping your feet healthy will serve you for the long lifetime. Something as we talk about diabetic foot care, we think about those reduced blood flow to the feet. When you have chronic high sugars and you start to get nerve damage, that reduction in blood flow and reduced nerve sensitivity makes it harder to notice a problem. And then in turn, makes it harder to heal from an injury or fight off those infections. You might not notice something in your shoe. You might not notice something had poked you wearing sandals, and you may develop a cut, wound, blister, other sore that could present problems with healing and lead to infection. So some things to consider is to check your feet daily. Look for those cuts, those blisters, any redness, any problems where the toes rub together. Not everybody has perfectly pedicured feet where the toes are straight. Some toes and the pads on the toes curl under one or the other. Bunions cause different formations of the toes and different hot spots where they rub together. Make sure you look at those and know how your feet are. And not everybody can contort into a pretzel to look at the bottom of your feet. So find a large mirror, a handheld mirror, maybe a locker mirror to where it is a little bit more break resistant for those high school lockers, middle school lockers, and place that on the floor. Then you can just sit down somewhere and look at the mirror on the floor to see the bottom of your feet. If you have an opportunity to get one of the magnifying mirrors to where perhaps there's a one-to-one ratio to look at the overall foot, and then a small area with magnification, you can look at some of those creases in the toes a little easier. And certainly call your physician, your care team, if you notice anything unusual or you feel something unusual. Certainly, as we look at water temperatures, thinking about infants and making sure that they have warm water, but never hot, you want to do the same thing for your own feet. As those sensations decrease in our feet and those nerves are not as receptive as they used to be, we want to make sure that we aren't putting our feet into something that could be dangerous for us. So think about that lukewarm water temperature, checking the back of your hand perhaps, and making sure that nothing is too hot. There are certain shower heads out there that change colors based on water temperature. And while they don't necessarily last over the long haul, it can be something to help you gauge. And if you notice it not no longer working or lighting up as it should be, switch out that shower head or even use a thermometer to check your water temperature. Depending on how hot you have your water heater set, it might be something to reduce that water heater temperature to make sure that there is no scalding water that comes through your pipes. Most dishwashers and so forth have an extra heating element so that if you've got your water heater temperature reduced, the water in the dishwasher can still get warm enough to wash the dishes and sanitize appropriately, but certainly check your own appliances and see if that's an option for you. As you are washing your feet, make sure you're using gentle techniques with a soft washcloth, soft sponge. Be careful not to rub too vigorously so that any areas that may be sensitive, you don't want to tear that skin. And certainly the skin also seems a bit thinner as we age, and we want to be sure to be gentle with that. As you think about moisturizing or working with some dry skin, be very careful when using the moisturizer. Certainly, moisturizer makes things more slippery, and you are then prone to slipping and falling, and we definitely don't want that. If you are using moisturizer on your feet, be careful between your toes or in any areas where the skin may be cracking. If the moisture between the toes continues, it could lead to a fungal infection. So we want to be careful not to leave those areas too moist. Certainly, we've all heard about cutting nails carefully. Depending on how you cut, how short you cut, you can be more prone to infections, ingrown toenails. So please be careful and consult a podiatrist or your primary care provider if you have any concerns about your nails. Certainly, don't be treating any calluses or abnormal growths, hardened areas, et cetera, in your home. Make sure that you visit a physician for the appropriate treatment. As we get into the fall, if you're listening to this in real time and people are putting on those socks and so forth, and make sure you're wearing clean, dry socks and change them daily. Some people have issues with different colors in socks. Some people can't wear black socks, for instance, as the pigment and dyes in them really affect them. So be mindful of different reactions that you may have to different materials. And make sure that the material you choose for your socks are not holding in moisture and causing more problems. There are other socks that are specifically made for individuals with diabetes that may have extra cushions that may not squeeze at the top of the sock to avoid restricting any further blood flow. And definitely there are socks that have moisture wicking capabilities, such as athletic socks and other specifically designed socks. If you tend to get cold at night, consider wearing clean socks to bed. Make sure to never use a heating pad or something like that in the bed, unless it's a full sort of rated for using in a bed, such as your mattress pad warmers and those kind of things. But you need to be careful to make sure, and this is for anybody, to make sure that there are no scalding things. A heating pad can get kicked and the temperature can adjust. Using heating pads and so forth for an extended period of time presents risks as well. Always make sure that you check your shoes and socks before you put them on, especially if you, for instance, if you have pets like cats, they may be hiding a toy in there. Or children may be stashing a dinosaur in your shoe. So just be cautious, make sure that you kind of shake it out and keep that in mind before you put them on. You can also put different things in your shoes, different powders and so forth to help keep your shoes dry and absorb any extra moisture. There are different drying balls that you can put in, different baking soda balls, et cetera, that can help pull the moisture out of your shoe to make sure that it helps the lifetime of your shoe, as well as keeping some of those risks for infection and so forth at bay as well. Especially important for diabetics is to never walk barefoot, not even at home. Always wear shoes or slippers. Make sure they are well fitting so that you don't slide out of them or something like that. You want to make sure that you don't step on something, get a scratch, cut, anything that's going to put you at risk. extremely important, we've talked about this before, is managing those blood sugars. Keeping those blood sugars controlled is going to be your best defense against infection by keeping that immune system working properly. Also considering not smoking, because smoking restricts the blood flow as well. And certainly get those feet checked periodically by a professional. Make sure that you are getting in for your annual wellness exams. If you are on quarterly check-ins with the physician, make sure you bring up any time that you may have had compromised foot, or if there are any problems going on at that time, make sure that you bring that up. As always, if you've received some good tidbits from this episode, I would appreciate it if you share, put a few stars on there. Let me know that you enjoy listening to this and you're getting something out of this. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to another episode. If you haven't already, be sure to find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Honeybee Health Coach. And don't forget to join our community on Facebook for pre-diabetes health tips and support. See you next time.